Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session is standing right here with Joe Messina. The show, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get engaged. You heard me. Get engaged, get involved. It's the best way to do it. But you want to get informed first. If you get informed, then you can share the information. It ain't that hard. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can sign up for the email blast. I do them, well, I shouldn't lie, I do them every week, used to do them every week, I forget to do them sometimes, but you know what, I don't like to be inundated with emails, I'm sure you guys don't either. Let me go to the phones, because the person's been waiting, the caller's been waiting quite some time to get on, and I appreciate it so much. Larry from Washington, Larry, thanks for being with me.
What a blessing you are. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yep. What a blessing. What a blessing you are. I first discovered you during about 2 years ago when lockdowns started, and my social contacts started to drop away because everybody was in lockdown. So I just kept going what I always called the Sunday drive. After church, Mom and Dad and I would get in and go for a drive, and look at that, look at that, look at that. Oh, that's cool. And so I was so depressed about what was going on, I would get my spirits of motivation, and I'd tune you in on the radio. And I remember I told you at one time, my whole thing was about, hey, this is a little bit odd, I don't want it to sound morbid, but I started to appreciate the local history of my area, and I would do that by driving to cemeteries and seeing all of the names that I had grown up with. And at the same time, I was listening to your program. And I know I called you in one night. I was sitting in a, it was a daylight thing. I'm not out there doing anything weird. I'm just trying to appreciate my local stuff, right? And I said, yep, I got to you tonight just by saying, call 1-800-JOE-MESSINA on my smartphone. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
Probably not. Okay.
No, I actually do. There's only a few people that have said to me, hey, I had it. I had it right there. I hit the button and bang, I was on the show. So that's great. I'm glad that thing works.
And you know that? Oh, you bet, because it breaks down the limits of technology when there's hurdles. I hate learning curves. I hate them. But what your generation brings to the forefront is hope. And, you know, you give, and all of us now are kind of, you know, circumspect or skeptical, I guess would be a better word, of what we hear, but we listen to what we want to hear. And you're one of those guys, right? Oh. And all your cohorts, you give us hope. But yet you still have to be a little skeptical. It's like Reagan said, trust but verify.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's the deal. I know you've heard this story before, but it's like teaching somebody how to fly. You're not going to, one person's not going to teach that person how to be the best pilot. He's going to have a myriad of instructors that are going to give him the rules of the road and how to survive. And so that's what I see talk radio shows to be. You are our instructors, and we have to filter it, right? So here's the deal. And you've heard this. I'm going to say it. I'm sorry I'm rambling on here a little bit, but
it's okay.
You guys, the whole premise of what's happening, to put it into a nutshell, I've got three daughters. They've all distanced themselves from me because of my belief in our country. And I believe in the red, white, and blue. And I tell you, any of your listeners, if they want to find hope, and I'm not promoting just one person, I can tell you many, but there's a guy by the name of Aaron Lewis who sings the song, Am I the Only One? And if you listen to those lyrics, you're going to get a tear in your eye, and you're going to get thunder in your heart, and you're going to feel inspired. And so I want everybody to try that one. I got a couple more, but that's a great one to start with. Well, so here's the thing.
Go quick, because you're coming up on the end of the time. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. 30 seconds. We are right now being destroyed by all of those that want to destroy our country. And once we are groveling, then we ask for help from those that can provide it, which are these, the other side, and then we've lost it. Don't grovel. And as Winston Churchill said, never, never, never give up.
Hey, that's my line. You steal that from me. I always say the same. My favorite picture that I had in my office was a picture of a frog halfway down the throat of a seagull, and the frog is grabbing the seagull by the throat. And I think that's it. You never give up until that last heartbeat. You never give up. And listen, Larry, about your kids, okay? They come back. I'm telling you from personal experience on some issues, they come back. You stand your ground. You be a person of integrity. They will eventually see it. So God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We've got to get rolling here. So much appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
I love you.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. And I'm glad, you know, it's nice to know that somebody's getting something out of this. Because I'm not, but I do. I actually do. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm sorry. I'm watching AOC give a speech on the floor and being totally animated, arms flying all over the place, acting like a spoiled 17-year-old brat because they're not listening. See, she thinks, like some of these kids do, she thinks that they're not listening because they're not doing what she wants them to do. But her ideas are idiotic. And they won't work. That's why they're not doing what you want them to do. But again, she comes from that group. Everything they say, everything they do, everything is brilliant, right? Right? Seriously. Okay, where was I? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. You know, to show that the Supreme Court does do very, you know, I mean, overall, they come up with some pretty good rulings, right? The New York State Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit seeking to end New York City's gifted and talented programs for young children. Now, those brain surgeons in the government there, and well, I'm going to say it, those brain surgeons in education in New York City felt that the gifted and talented programs were not inclusive enough. Well, of course not. That's why there's specialty programs. You have specialty programs for the extremely gifted. Ones that you don't want to dumb down. Ones that you want to give more, you know, more help to, so they can succeed, so they can excel. They've got it in them. They know how to do it. And we also have programs for those kids who don't excel, who are having some real problems in school, who need more help than most. Right? So what's their problem? Well, geez, if we're going to get rid of specialty programs because they're not inclusive enough, we'll get rid of those too. How's that? We'll treat everybody as being simply average, and we'll have no gifted programs, and we'll have no subset programs, as they call them. What do you think? You think that'll work? Well, thank God the Supreme Court said, no. You've got to have all kinds of programs for kids that don't fall into certain categories. And it's okay to have kids that are recognized as being smarter than others. There's always going to be somebody smarter than you. There's always going to be somebody better at you than something. And these kids who really believe, I mean, I hate to bring his name up, my God. Bill Maher, if you could find his video on this. He does a whole piece on these young artsy types who are really teed off. They thought that by having their music up on Spotify or Spreaker or anywhere, or Apple for that matter. I guess Apple does awards every year for music. So they're really upset that the ones that get the most amount of attention on Apple are some of the bigger names. They said, you know, they really should make it so that the lesser known people get a leg up on the music. So they do come in the first, second, or third place. And Mark comes out and he says, here's the problem, you little blanks. The music is terrible. If your music was good and people wanted to hear it, you would move into the first 10 positions. But nobody wants to listen to your crappy music. See, it's proof, you're seeing it happen over and over, even when the libs start to come at it, that these kids have been taught that everything that comes out of their brain, everything that comes between their two ears, every brain cell that comes to life is wonderful and great and the best thing that ever happened to the planet. You parents did that to these kids. Oh, come on, get over yourselves. You did it to these kids. You didn't want them to feel bad. You didn't want them to cry. You didn't want them to think they were dumber than somebody else. There are kids that are dumb. And there are kids that are brilliant. And a lot of those dumb kids, yeah, you heard me, dumb kids, aren't really dumb at all. They're just uneducated. And somebody needs to take the time to educate them and teach them. And make sure that they read, make sure that they study, and make sure that they pay attention. That's what needs to happen. Instead of making excuses on how to dumb down the education because you don't want them to feel bad, don't think that those kids don't know what you're doing. Right? They know what's going on around them. They know what's happening, what concessions are being made. How come everybody else gets to do this or everybody else is doing this? And I'm reading this book that makes me sound like I just came to life. They're not stupid. Okay? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. And it's part of the solution, as I like to say. But you really do have to get informed. Overall, you got to get informed. You got to know what's going on. Texas police lieutenant steps up and says, look, the cops were reluctant to engage gunmen because, well, they could have been shot. I find that appalling. I'm sorry. I don't want our police officers to be shot at just to be shot at. But that's what we pay you for. We pay you, especially in a situation like this, just like they do with the real military. You are to draw the fire. You draw the fire away from the kids. You make that gunman more worried about you than he is or she is about the children. Texas Department of Public Safety official responding officers were cautious as they entered the elementary school because they could have been shot. 19 children, 2 teachers were murdered. That's fine. I haven't got no name for it, do you? The New York Times reported that the shooter was inside the school for about an hour before officers finally breached the classroom he was in and shot and killed him. Reporters demanded answers during the contentious press conference. State law enforcement official addressed the public a day after. I mean, if you think about it, again, I've said this for a long time. Let them get their information together. I mean, short of saying we've secured the area, that's one thing. One girl inside the room reportedly bled for an hour after she was shot. She died at the hospital. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and 2 adults dead. Victor Escalone from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you part of the solution. That's really, really what we need. You know, we were moving so much yesterday on misinformation. We're finding out that we were told it was an armed guard. We told it then. Now we're being told there was no armed guard. Was he rushed? Was he not rushed? We're still waiting to move through this and find out what the truth is. So don't get too locked into some of these things. I mean, the truth of the matter is, frankly, if you want to work through what you do know the shooter was extremely troubled, and not just because he shot 19 kids. When you go through and you pay attention, you see exactly what was going on. You find that again, he had a lot of signs there. I mean a lot of signs. And when you talk about the changes in behavior, changes in dress, changes in, you know, thinking he's a girl one day, a boy the next day. There's just too much going on. And some will get critical of that. I don't really care. You can't have all this uncertainty in your life and not expect that these kids are going to go off the rails. Right? And now everybody's so politically correct. You know, this is an NRA convention coming up. Like, it's all their fault. And it's not. What do you think? You think if the NRA wasn't around, I mean, go find out the original reason the NRA came about to begin with. I'm not telling you anymore. I tell you enough. But find out why they're around to begin with. And you think if the NRA wasn't around, this would all go away? Are you out of your mind? You think the NRA is the one that's pushing guns on people? Have you watched movies? You worship. You guys on the left are especially good at this. You worship entertainers. You worship people that they in these movies, you talk about how great they are. And what are they? They're shooting things up. They're killing people. They're snapping necks and blowing things apart. Oh, they're great movies. Such a great actor. It was a great story. You really believe that's not selling guns? That's not making guns look sexy? Now, I'm a full Second Amendment guy. I don't really, seriously. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The funny thing about this whole thing is that even with all of this, all the talk around the guns, you still cannot have a mental health conversation. I want to know why. What are they afraid of? No, really, I mean, what are they afraid of? If it's a mental health issue, we can work on it, can't we? If you think simply getting rid of guns is going to fix it all, you're out of your mind. Doesn't work that way. And there's no, they, you know, the proof, when you hear them say that gun violence is down in areas with the strictest gun laws, really? Gun violence is down in Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles? Are these people for real? See, they bank on the fact that you're just going to go with anything they say. You're going to listen to what they say. You're going to do exactly what they tell you to do. End of discussion. How do you think that's going to work out overall? Really? The Parkland father came out today. And look, I may not agree with these people 100% of the time. But he's coming out and saying, hey, when you have students threatening shooting or what have you, don't consider it just a prank, even when you get, they need some mental health care. And I agree with that today. Look, when we were kids, again, I was talking to somebody about this today, and I don't want to hear about, oh, Joe, you just didn't know really what took place. No, I do. I did. No matter how mad I got at a guy that stole my girlfriend or a teacher or what have you, never did the thought enter my mind to go home and grab my dad's gun, go back to the school and shoot the place up. Not one time. Did I think of pounding that guy into oblivion? Yeah, of course I did. I think every boy does naturally want to fight for what he believes to be either his or something that he cherishes or whatever. You're not gonna screw around with my stuff. I'll fight for my stuff. But you have squelched that. And boys, you've squelched the natural inkling. You know, for those of you who don't believe in God, for instance, you want to believe in evolution. Well, what are we supposed to be doing? What is the male role? Does the male have a role? Do you perceive that there is no role for either male or female? You know, I love this stuff right now. They're all talking about, and I know I'm going to catch crud for this. They're screaming about no breast milk. No baby formula. I mean, for years, they kept talking about how bad breast milk was. That it's breastfeeding is not natural. I'm thinking to myself, oh, sweet Jesus. Even if you don't believe in God and you go to biology, what were the breasts for? Why is it that women's breasts fill up with milk after they have a baby? I mean, seriously, I got to ask. It's because it's unnatural? Or are you suffering from a disease? Baby milkitis or something? I don't even know what to call it. No, it's the way the body was designed. Now listen to me carefully. Period. It was the way the body was designed. It was the way it was meant to function. And you're calling it unnatural. This is craziness. Let's see if I can find it. But CNN was doing stories. I mean, crazy stories. About how this was unnatural. And I always found that, I think, are these guys for real? You know, Slate put up a piece. I don't trust them to begin with, but that's beside the point. Breastfeeding isn't natural, and it makes moms anti-vaxxers. Really? When you read this story, it's ridiculous. They go on to say one of medicine's more extraordinary statements, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is telling health professionals to stop describing breastfeeding as natural. It could lead parents down the path of alternative medicine, homeschooling, and becoming anti-vaxxers. Can you hear this? And you're believing it? No. I just find this hilarious. The label gives the impression that breastfeeding is healthier and better. You know what? Doctors say breastfeeding. There is, and I wish I wrote it down. I apologize to you. But breastfeeding, breast milk, is the only way. There's a chemical produced in breast milk that you can't reproduce in chemicals. And what does it do? It strengthens and sparks the immune system. So why wouldn't they be putting it down? They don't want your immune system to work. They want to sell you the drugs, give you what they believe you need to make your immune system work. Why not let it work the way Mother Nature made it to work? Or God. Right? Another story about unintended consequences to calling breastfeeding natural. Are these people for real? Really? Again, I say, why do they get to pick and choose the science? Why do they get to pick and choose what's real and what's not real? I want to know. Seriously. Anyway. I start talking about the Parkland father that is urging officials to hold students to threaten responsible, as well he should, or they should. The father of Parkland shooting victim, after this massacre, said, you know, you need to start taking these students in and checking them out. We'll talk more about this after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I mean, seriously, get involved, get engaged, get information. That's really what it boils down to, get information. Hey, we were talking about the Parkland father. He was the father of a shooting victim in the Parkland school massacre. He is an advocate. Now, look, I don't always agree with the direction he's going in. But he's right. You know, when you have these kids or even people making, you know, threats online, there's no joke behind that. It's not funny. There's nothing humorous about it. There's nothing lighthearted about it, if you would. So when they make these, when they make these threats, I think jail time is warranted. I'm not joking. I'm serious. If you're too dumb to know, if you haven't got the mental capacity to know this is not a joke and it's very serious, maybe there should be a little pain involved. What do you think? The father said that students that threaten, they need to be held accountable. And he criticized failures within the mental health care system. crimes need to be dealt. I mean, I'd even hold parents accountable. And not because of the way they raised a child, necessarily. But what do we always find out after this happens? Right? There was issues at home. And parents were fighting all the time. The kid had outbursts. The kid did some things at home. I go through this whole thing, right? So people who helped this kid get where he needs to be also need to be held accountable. Maybe you could force them to go to family therapy. I don't know. I'm not the expert here. Again, like I said, I went through a lot of stuff as a kid, too. I saw some things. My cousins saw things. None of us were out shooting people. Not one. I think it was 16 of us total. None of us got in that kind of trouble in school. Anyway, he goes on to say the crimes need to be dealt with. He became a real school safety advocate after his daughter was killed at Parkland. He said that when they're not dealt with, when these kids get older, they just commit more crimes if they're not held accountable. He's right. Salvador Ramos killed 19 children, two teachers, right? Before a Border Patrol agent actually shot him, took him down. I don't know why it took a border agent. Where were the local police, I guess, is my question. These parents in Texas, my heart's broken for them. It hurts me knowing that there's going to be parents in the same boat as I'm in. We're going to find out this was probably avoidable, like most mass shootings. Many districts are not arresting or holding these children accountable for making threats. He's right. I've seen it in my own world. I've seen these kids that put pictures of guns and booze on a bed. They talk about how tomorrow's going to be a bad day or whatever. School districts' hands are tied to a degree because if it's not done on school grounds or at a time when the kids are supposed to be in school, there's not much they can do about it. They hand it over to the law enforcement officials, and I don't know what they have the legal right to do. But they need to do something. Debate over additional gun control. It's useless. It is useless in the way they're trying to do it. Stronger background checks? To what end? What are they going to include? What would any of the bills have been put forward every time there's a shooting, and even after this one? I want to specifically know how it would have stopped the shooting. See, they never have specifics. It's always generalities. Anyway, Texas Governor Greg Abbott pointed out during the press conference that 18-year-olds have been allowed to purchase long guns like the ones Ramos used for upwards of 60 years. See, that's the other thing I always say. Look at the pattern. What is driving these shootings? What has changed in society? We've had guns on campuses for years. I joke in Arkansas and Alabama and Texas and other southern states. These kids had shotguns in their racks. If they really got teed off, they could have gone out during the break. They could have gone out at any point in time, grabbed a shotgun, gone back to the school and caused all kinds of heck. But they didn't. Now, some of you will send me links to the individual killings from time to time. But where's all these massive daily shootings? Right? Pollack also said that failures within the mental health care system have enabled school shootings. Many students over the past few decades have received mental health care but didn't have anything added to their background that would prevent them from purchasing a rifle or other. The mental health care in this country is failing us. Ramos had no criminal background or mental health issues, bought his rifle legally, right? Crew similarly purchased his weapon legally after passing a background check, which included a mental health question, right? Even though he was being treated just over a year before the Parkland shooting. You see, all those health care laws where you can't put that stuff up there. And I know some of my real conservative friends are getting mad at me right now, but if you've got a guy that's got schizophrenia, bipolar, or what have you, yes, I'm picking on those people because they know it. I have friends that have these issues. And they will tell you, if they don't take their medication, if they, you know, when they get on the regimen, they're taking their medication, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, they feel like $1 million. But they can snap in a heartbeat if they don't take their medication, do what they're supposed to be doing. I would be careful. I would be cautious with those people. Peyton Gendron, who was accused of killing 10 in a Buffalo grocery store earlier in May, he bought his guns legally too. Police had detained him a year earlier for making a general threat, but was released a day and a half after receiving mental health evaluations. So here's a guy that was making threats, and they still let him buy guns. Right? They'll get asked some questions. He said they'll say, I didn't mean it, or they're not acting erratic at the time. So they get released back into society. All the beautiful... And you know, here's the thing. It's easy to maintain for a little bit. Right? But go talk to people around him. Again, as they interview people around the shooter, you're finding all kinds of stuff out about him. What he was like. In 2022, they've seen 27 school shootings that included injuries or deaths. That's according to Education Week. If you're a parent and you have a child, it's your responsibility. Don't look to the politicians in D.C. Make a difference locally. Look, my school does not allow guns, or my district. We don't allow guns on school campuses. Sheriffs can have them, obviously. People who should can. Right? And we do have what they call resource officers. They are armed sheriffs, or deputies, sorry. But you put these people, they still get on the campus with guns. How is that? I mean, again, a little bit of common sense would go a long way. Take a hard look at these cities that have the toughest gun laws. Are they safer? No, honestly, are they safer? No. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Last but not least, is a Biden executive order on police reform. Is this for real? Or is this just a funny joke, right? Joey B. didn't really mean it. Stephen Miller warned that President, he's the former White House Trump advisor, President Biden's police reform executive order will not help police obliterate school shooters. I mean, really, they think they've got all the answers. How's that working out for you? Gas prices, safety at schools, safety in the streets? Working out well, isn't it? The Biden administration is effectively run by Marxist revolutionaries, according to Mark Miller. Every day they show up to work asking themselves, how can I advance another radical Marxist directive? Let's talk about a police executive order. Here's something people are not discussing. It restricts the federal government from providing surplus military equipment to our police departments. How does that keep guns out of the hands of criminals? No, come on, really. What do you have to drink? What do you have to smoke? Right? You need to make sure the police have the equipment that they need to protect our kids, protect our communities. I mean, don't you want our police officers to be there the fastest they can get on site, have the best armor they can have, the best equipment, the most powerful equipment they can have, legally have, to keep everybody safe? I mean, the criminals really had a dance party after Joey B. signed this executive order. Probably thought he was signing something that was free cookies for all kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Go calm down. I was going to say have a drink. Don't. Don't have a cup of coffee either. Be back tomorrow, because I'll be here. Hopefully you'll be with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.